Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many Ivy League schools, including Harvard, have stepped away from their original purpose to train preachers. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will come to this broadcast table to explain this headline and how even Christian schools and churches today are doing the very same thing.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Harvard's history is basically the same as many other Ivy League schools, all of which have moved away from the vision of their founders, has it not?
Well, that's true. And, you know, my guess is that the current generation, that certainly the millennials and those in the previous generation, really would have no idea. They don't know the history of these Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale and Princeton and some others, that their original purpose was actually to prepare and train ministers in the new world here on this continent. The opportunity to teach and train young men to be ministers and missionaries to establish the Word of God in this new nation.
David, I'm sure you would agree. One of the things we know for sure is that history is not in favor of schools, Christian organizations, and even churches that stay true to their original mission, are they?
As we move deeper into what we have said before, as we move deeper into the last days and even the last hours of the last days, we look back in history and we see that there are many things that we should take note of. And what we frequently see is that the organizations, even Bible institutes, Bible colleges, Christian universities, seminaries, even move further away from the vision of their founders and even changing doctrinal statements. It's an eroding away. It doesn't happen just in a moment of time. People are not holding to their original commitments to evangelizing the world, believing that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And then churches, we're seeing this crisis. As I travel around the world, I'm in 8 to 10 countries every year, and the crisis I'm running into, the story is the same everywhere I go, that there are movements and developments that are actually shaking the foundations of the church, the conservative, evangelical church around the world.
David James with details on how universities, Christian schools, and even churches are moving away from God's plan for today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David's report is evidence that we are living in the days the Apostle Paul wrote about in first century Christianity. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days the church will be seduced by evil spirits and follow doctrines of demons. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it describes the same issue, saying that the church will have a form of godliness, but deny the power of that godliness. These prophetic passages describe the time just prior to the rapture of the church, which, by the way, could happen even today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...